Oh, geez, listeners, I just get so mad now. I have so much trouble holding my temper anymore. And that's why I'm forming a network. I want informers on this network. I want people to inform others. People are starving for information. It's been that case for years. It's been the way it has ever since I've been on the air. People are starving for information and documentation. That's why I'm forming a new network. Apparently, it's all in place to be operated. We just need to get the management functioning properly and the personnel to operate it. I'm tired of panty waste broadcasts that deal with no significance at all about what's going on in our country today. I am so upset at the lack of knowledge of Americans, the dumbing down process, lifelong learning, what a joke. It's for the UN system and everything that comes from there. Billy Bob Clinton's going to be the next Secretary General of the United Nations. You better believe it. You wait. It'll be a big fight, but he'll get it. Because he's an offspring of the Rockefeller family, apparently. He has clout. He has significance. And I think he is going to be there as the Secretary General of the UN system. The UN system is the world governmental system that's operating in the world today right now. President Bush is subservient to the UN system and the IMF and the Federal Reserve. President Bush does what he is told. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund. Every country has a governor of the IMF that's a member of the United Nations. You have to become a member of the IMF to become a member of the United Nations. And our Secretary of the Treasury receives no compensation from the United States, and that's a foreign corporation. The alternate U.S. representative to the IMF is Alan Greenspan from the Federal Reserve. It makes sense. That information is documented on our website, thanks to Darren, my partner at this point in time. Only because he sees how big it's become. He sees what it is. He sees how it's all been secluded in secrecy. Something called Agenda 21. Here we see the Federal Reserve will never let the UN out of this country. Unless enough people get awake, unless enough people make a difference and expose what's being generated on us and at us today. Paramount, environmental modification. Creation of earthquakes, creation of tsunami bombs, manipulation of the weather, weather modification, ability to direct storms, ability to create droughts, ability to wreak havoc on the world by quote-unquote natural means is number one priority right now to pay attention to in 2005. It's way late. The time to be talking about secret societies was 10 years ago. The time to be talking about the implementation of who's behind it 10 years ago. We are so into Agenda 21 today, you cannot begin to get to all the websites that are being enacted under Agenda 21. They're all up to date, most of them. Most of them are way up to date. And people just aren't paying attention to this. I'm so sorry that that's the case. I don't think there was one mention by this President Bush about the Kyoto Protocol or the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. And we're 14 days to entry into force. So the Kyoto Protocol, what does it mean? The ultimate goal here is to destroy industrialization. The ultimate goal is to bring the world, not just this country, but bring the world back to pre-Columbus times. That's why rewilding America is also being rewilded all throughout the world. That's why the State Department implements directions to do this worldwide, because we are the UN system. We've been the UN system all our lives. The reason we went to Korea was because of the UN system. The reason we went to Vietnam was because of the UN system. We were meant to lose the war in Vietnam to spread communism, because UN is communist as a majority. There is a major war going on in this world, and it's a silent, quiet war because nobody realizes it, except those that are being attacked in other countries, like Iraq, and our soldiers are over there wondering, well, is this the enemy? Or is that the enemy? Who's the bad guy here? As he looks in a crowd of people. How insane can this be in our country today to accept another Vietnam and another Korea? How can we be so stupid? I think Social Security is good. And I think they're going to tear it down because they've got to tear down the structure of this country slowly but surely. Just like they're dumbing down the children in the schools, forcing parents to homeschool. The bottom line is, listeners, we're in a United Nations system. The State of the Union address was addressing Agenda 21. Nobody's heard of Agenda 21 on purpose. Because if the American people knew what was coming under the guise of Agenda 21, they wouldn't accept it. To what's going on with the children and asthma and worsened cases of childhood asthma, I just don't think so. And respiratory ailments, because we don't know what's going on with the aerial spraying that's been going on for 10 years. Spraying that's been going on that leaves not a condensation trail, but a trail of debris that comes down and gets blown into towns. We've all seen them. So you can't get to the bottom of chronic problems because of corporate, quote-unquote, greed. Because you don't know what's being sprayed on us. There's people that have alleged what's being sprayed on us. The website AmericanExpose.com in the weather modification section has some links dealing with that. I don't cover it because I document where I go and what I do. What's going on today is something called Agenda 21 under full operation and implementation. Nobody knows it. Nobody pays attention. That's why it's your responsibility to listen, to get active and to spread the word about it. Encourage people to realize what's being done to them and at them. Otherwise, what good are we? Otherwise, I've not done my job. Are they all Jews? I don't know how to document that, and I don't know how anybody could. And I don't see any purpose in doing that, because when you blame the Jews, you blame 99% of the Jews that are out there that are innocent, that have no clue about what a Jewish conspiracy is. And I love controversy, and I'll take anyone down on this anytime they want to talk about the blaming process of what's going on today. The human race is under attack in every country. The human race in every country is being maneuvered by a UN system of government control. It's been going on since 1944 on the Bretton Woods Agreement and the creation of the International Monetary Fund, which you have to join to become a member of the United Nations. Agenda 21 coming from the United Nations is being implemented in America today. You look at the State Department website, Sustainable Development Partnerships. You see how that is going on. You see that the Environmental Protection Agency is part and whole of this whole system of implementing Agenda 21. The Fish and Wildlife Service is under the Fish and Wildlife Service is under the EPA. They want this country and the rest of the world back to pre-Columbus times. They want to turn the world into a private park. They want to, according to the Georgia Guidestones, reduce the population to 500 million. Living with the lions and the elephants and the mountain lions and the cougars and the wolves. And I'm mad again. You know, Darren goes to this great effort to make two commercials supporting Melody Cedars from Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I've been on for an hour and a half in that one Melody Cedarstrom commercial, and I don't know why she should even send any more money in to this network. Let's just fold it up and start the new one right away. This is not being operated like a network should be, and I apologize to you out there listening. This is ridiculous. How is this going to be successful if you don't get sponsors on and support them properly? She has received no response from any listeners from this network. So let's make some commercials and spread the word. But he doesn't even do that when we make the commercials for him. And yet the vital information that I give is paramount to the situation we're in today. Because the information I give is vital. The information everybody else gives is inconsequential to the vital information that I give. And I'm not tooting my horn, I'm stating documented fact. And you as well as I know, what I'm doing is much more important than what everybody else is doing. Except Darren Weeks, Sam and Trish, Derry Brownfield, and a few others. The bottom line is, Agenda 21 is under full implementation and most people have never even heard it.
And tonight we have Mr. American Exposé with us, the guy who founded this broadcast and who's been on the air many years doing it. Chris Gerner is joining us tonight. Chris, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
You're a little soft, but I can make out what you're saying.
I can turn it up. How about that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for having me, my friend.
Hey, thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. We've been doing this all this time, and we've never actually done a broadcast together.
Well, these are pretty ominous times, aren't they? And I'm sure glad you picked up the ball and started running with your broadcast. I've told you before, you know, it's everybody's job. And I certainly started broadcasting to set an example for others to broadcast themselves. And some have dropped off, and I've lost a lot of respect for individuals that quit because we're in a battle, aren't we, Darren?
Well, it's an incredible thing. The odds.